With respect to usufruct, there are two periods of time that need to be looked at. First period of time is when the person passes away. So usufruct is allocated to someone, and logically, if it is allocated to someone, we need to also allocate what's called bare ownership or freeholding to someone else. This is quite logical. The two go together. Now, the tax law shares the values between the usufruct and the freeholding bare ownership. It says, for example, the person who grants the usufruct is someone who's 80 years old, a man who's 80 years old, and if they have a portfolio of 800,000 francs, we're going to take it that they'll have to pay inheritance law on a 100,000 share, 1/8, that is. And then the bare owner, who may be a niece, will pay duties, inheritance duties on a share of 700,000 francs. So the principle is to break down the value between the usufruct and the bare ownership. And each party pays duties depending on the rate. If the usufruct person with the who has usufruct is a spouse, they pay no duties. If the bare owner is a niece or a nephew, they will pay 28% of the value of 700,000 francs. That's the principle there. Now, the second period of time to be looked at is when the usufruct is extinct. 15 years on, let's say the person has benefited from the usufruct and then passes away. At that point in time, in principle, now I can't give you all of the laws in the world, but in principle, the extinction of usufruct is not an opportunity to receive a second succession tax, inheritance tax. And then you asked about a person who draws up a will in Geneva and who then goes on to live in another country. Well, the general trend in Swiss, European, and indeed global regulations, this is a trend, is to take it that it is the domicile that is valid. In other words, when you move, your main interest is to go to a lawyer, a real estate lawyer in that country, and to verify if what you have done in Switzerland will apply to Sydney, Bombay, Kinshasa, or wherever. So this is an important point. And there's a second principle. Very often, countries believe that if there is property on their territory, it's the law of that country which will apply. That's a trend. That's the trend.